ear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. A reading from the Psalms of our Father David the Prophet and the King, may his blessings rest upon us. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, we are of glory forever. Amen. And as he said these things to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to assail him vehemently and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him in something he might say, that they might accuse him. In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together, so that they trampled one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear and inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man also will confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. Now when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say.
Glory be to God
me.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontifical Creator, created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended into heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again as the word of the living and the dead.
Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, Lord, light giver,
who is the Father, who are the Father, and the Son, worshiped, glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess our baptism for remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the God to come.
Amen. In any part.